Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Tiana Lawrence, author of Blockchain for Dummies, now out in the second edition, folks. Please check that out. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're talking about, now we're talking about a new venture she's invested in, a Better Exchange, which is an initial coin offering exchange to allow new global small caps to raise money, right, Tiana?
Small variation. So the exchange can handle tokens, but initial coin offerings have pretty much been people have moved away from them since the SEC has put out strong warnings that companies need to file the appropriate regulations.
How is a token different from a coin?
It really isn't. It's about, have you filed the appropriate paperwork? Have you gone through the appropriate disclosures? Is your investment appropriate for the general public? So being in compliance with regulations and laws. And so that's what we've seen is a move from ICOs to what's called an STO, a security token offering. And so our exchange can handle those along with any other type of security, so stocks and bonds and things like that.
All right, I have to say I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused about what's the difference in are you saying the ICOs were not registered, but yet they were offered anyway? Were they offered only to what we call qualified investors? There's another word for it. I'll think of it in a minute. But were ICOs weren't available to everybody, were they?
Yes and no. So initially they were. There weren't any sort of restrictions. Anybody
right.
could get in and buy them. As
it
long
was
as
a wild, wild west, though, wasn't it?
Enough. Absolutely. And then we saw that companies started restricting, basically doing geofencing. So you're inside of the United States. You couldn't get a hold of them, but a lot of people still did. They would boost their location and then say that they weren't American. And purchase them. And then we've seen a lot of countries, China and Korea, Russia, all banning them because it was just that so much money was going into it so quickly. They sort of saw the writing on the wall that they needed to get a hold of this phenomenon. And so the SEC cracked down. People have gone to jail.
But now what's replaced that has been blessed is the security token offering. Is that right?
Yes, and those have really only been available to accredited investors.
Right.
And so it's taken away the opportunity for the average person to, again, invest in things that are innovative and happening now.
But how has your new exchange changed that?
So. It solves some of the key issues that prevent companies from being able to go public. So it's the ability to control the marketplace for them so that they don't get wiped out by high-frequency traders.
Right.
Or things like front-running.
Or shorting and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So a small company can be able to raise capital, be on a global marketplace, and not get wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that it does. The other thing is it's able to do compliance much cheaper than what we see in the United States because it's a global exchange. We picked a jurisdiction inside of the European Union
right.
that is fully regulated, and it lets us do compliance cheaper than what we have in the U.S.
How does an average person invest in an STO?
They don't. They can't.
So it's still just for accredited investors.
Exactly. And they can only be really traded on what are known as ATSs, alternative trading systems. But they just don't have, you know, that's about 3% of the U.S. population
right.
is accredited.
So what your ABE is doing is it's creating an environment where small companies can go public without getting eaten alive in the Wall Street world.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the average investor can invest in them.
And you're using blockchain to secure.
That would have another.
You're using blockchain to create these tokens that we can trust. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Tiana, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon. Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.